Jubilation in India.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The U.S. Senate has overwhelmingly approved a deal to share civilian nuclear technology with India. The House still has to pass this, but business leaders in India are hailing this as a major victory. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi.
Big business has been lobbying hard for the bill. The defense industry stands to gain billions because the deal acknowledges India's nuclear weapons for the first time, though India first developed weapons in 1998. The nuclear power industry also has plenty to gain. If the bill becomes law, India will be able to buy U.S. nuclear fuel, reactors, and related technology for the first time. That'll help India address its massive energy needs, says U.S. Ambassador to India David Mulford.
It does represent the realization of President Bush's vision to permit India to develop its civil nuclear industry to help its economic growth and its emergence as a major world power.
The bill could become law before the Senate reconvenes in January. Dozens of companies have already lined up. Next month, the government is leading the largest ever U.S. trade mission to India. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
Oil prices plunged and fueled another rally on Wall Street. The Dow climbed 54 points to 12,305. The Nasdaq added 6 to 2449. The S&P 500 was up 3 points to 1399. Oil's at its lowest price in about a year, $56 a barrel. Across the country, people spent the night in Best Buy parking lots and waited outside other stores to get their hands on the PlayStation 3. The game console is supposed to be quite a marvel, but there are some buts. Here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
There's nothing cheap about the thrills offered by Sony's PlayStation 3. It costs about $600 and hasn't stopped gamers from lining up around the block. But delays and supply problems mean many will leave empty-handed. Jeff Gerstmann of GameSpot says that's a serious problem. Disgruntled gamers could turn to rival products from Microsoft and Nintendo. What's worse, Gerstmann says Sony is banking on the PS3.
It touches every single part of the Sony organization. It'll play Blu-ray movies, so of course you've got Sony Pictures wanting to, you know, make sure that they can get a piece of the living room with the PlayStation 3. It's got a whole online store, so the potential for kind of going after something like Apple and iTunes, and Sony's record labels are in on it.
Sounds strange to have so much riding on video games? Consider this. Sony estimates it gets about half of its profits from gaming. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
One of the country's most revered economists has died. Milton Friedman died yesterday in San Francisco. Friedman made his mark as a champion of free enterprise and the individual. He had little tolerance for government intervention. He had this to say in an interview on C-SPAN in 1994.
If an experiment in private enterprise is unsuccessful, people lose money and they have to close it down. If an experiment in government is unsuccessful, it's always expanded.
Milton Friedman was 94. This is Marketplace. Let's check in on those earnings reports. The spying scandal at Hewlett-Packard hasn't put a dent in the bottom line. HP's profits quadrupled in the last quarter. Still, shares fell a bit overnight in trading as some shareholders cashed in. The Gap is plunging deeper into trouble. Third quarter earnings fell 11%. The company gave a sober forecast for the rest of the fiscal year. Sales have fallen for 9 quarters in a row. Starbucks saw profits drop for the first time in more than 4 years. Earnings fell 5% last quarter. Starbucks was weighed down by costs and an accounting charge. Shares fell nearly 6%. Barnes & Noble lost $2.7 million in the third, but sales were up. The loss amounted to 4 cents a share. The Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By the Duke Executive MBA, developing leaders and accelerating careers around the world with 4 top-ranked executive MBA programs for working professionals. DukeExecutiveMBA.com. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over 1 billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. A Detroit woman who rarely plays the lottery turned in a winning ticket yesterday for $75 million. The odds in the 12-state lottery, 1 in 175 million. 48-year-old Loretta Brown said her first stop would be to pay her overdue phone and power bills. She's taking a one-time payment of $44 million after taxes. Ah, yes, the taxes. The IRS gets a huge chunk of whatever people win in these things and on game shows. April Lunston now on The Strings Attached.
Toby Schneider won it all on the game show The Price is Right. We're talking everything, a motorcycle, a car.
And then I won the big prize, which consisted of luggage, jewelry, a trip to Hawaii, and a second trip to Acapulco and Jamaica.
What she didn't find out until after she won was she had to pay taxes on every item. That's over $30,000 worth of prizes. Kay Bell is the tax editor for Bankrate.com. That's a personal finance website.
People are still surprised that whenever they win any kind of prize, either cash or a product, they owe taxes on that cash or on the value of the item that they win.
She says it doesn't matter what the prize is worth, even $25. You still have to pay. David Berger is a CPA and tax attorney in Los Angeles.
It is, in fact, income and has to be picked up on the individual's tax return.
That income includes cash, vacations, and even home remodels, like the ones on the TV show Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Again, Kay Bell.
They're trying to do good things for people who need a new residence, but the house is a winning, and that is something that the IRS wants its cut of. And then you have the ongoing property tax issue,
which she says is tough for folks who can't afford it. One makeover recipient in Encinitas, California, had his property tax doubled from $2,600 to $5,200. She says when people win money, at least they have the cash to cover the taxes. So what happens if you don't claim your prize on your taxes? Bell says you might end up in jail. Like Richard Hatch, who won $1 million on the TV show Survivor and then didn't pay taxes on it.
The contention there was whether he thought that CBS was going to cover the taxes for him or whether he set up a foundation. But basically, the ruling, as the courts found, was that Mr. Hatch won the money, knew he should have paid the taxes on the $1 million, and then refused to do so.
There's another solution here. Tax attorney David Berger says, refuse the prize. In Los Angeles, I'm April Lunston for Marketplace.
And I'm also in Los Angeles. I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
James Bond.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.